I want your breakdown on tape, because there's a, watching this tape was like watching a painting from a great artist. What did you see, particularly in the return game, of why these returns went for touchdowns?
Well, certainly I alluded to it earlier, but when you take a look at it, and the big thing that I'm seeing, first of all, is the fact that you've got the gunner over here doubled right here, and you're going to get the punter. He's going to kick the ball to this side, which is kudos to Dave Tobe and what he's got going on, knows what's happening. We'll let this run for just a second. That ball up in the air, only 3.4 seconds. But he catches the ball right now. He's got more than 15 yards to the first defender. I'm going to tell you right now, if you are trying to cover somebody, especially like a Dexter McCluster, you do not like that, because you've got time for him to get up to full speed. And again, just a great job. You see people getting on each other. He takes it up towards the right sideline. You got people running again out there getting the punter, who you normally don't have anybody on either way. Just a fabulous job. And again, you see it from the end zone here as well. Again, seven up front. It's just a safe. They want to make sure he's going to punt it. You have somebody forcing him. But then again, he gets the ball right there. So much room to move along, and boom, he goes up the right side for a touchdown. To me, it can't be underestimated how big a deal that is in terms of the morale of the team. They just do a fabulous job.
Just love to see guys stepping forward there, especially starters making plays. Early on in that return, the ignition gets turned on by Akeem Jordan's block in the middle. And then you saw Marcus Cooper come up and absolutely jack a guy mm-hmm. who was in position to stop the punt from going to the end zone. Those are starters, Kendall, that they put on the field that are making significant contributions in special teams.
Well, they are, and that's the fact that Dave Tobes talked about the fact that Andy gives him the leeway to put a starter on one special team if he so chooses. And the fact is, how can you argue with it when you make plays like that? I mean, there's 10 non-offensive touchdowns this year, you know, four of those from special teams itself, I guess five if you count the recovery in the end zone, I believe, against
Tennessee.
Tennessee, thank you. So that makes a difference. That's a game changer. And so now we're going to look at the kickoff return. And to me, this is big for one reason also, in terms of he knows that they may kick it different places. So he's got Demps and he's got Davis back there to return kicks, and just does a great job. Then the other thing is he's got Cyrus Gray and he's got Anthony Sherman. So he's got four running backs back there to handle it. And as we move forward to this this end zone view, catching the ball right there. You like to have people inside the 30-yard line. The ball's caught on the 10, so it's not deep. And there's no defender of Washington inside the 30. So he has a lot of room to work as well. And again, as we let this run, you're going to see right here, these three right here, right there, the other three running backs I told you about, they're going to lead up right through here, and they're going to be able to help pave the way for him to take that all the way back for a touchdown. And again, a game breaker when you talk about the fact that Washington had just showed a little bit of life, and now you take that away from them and you match score for score going right there. And of course, poor tackling, and you can't say enough about Nile Davis and what he did in terms of leading the charge. Nice job as well.